Torrijos stood up to these men, and he did so with grace, charm, and a wonderful sense of humor. Now he was dead, and he had been replaced by a protege, Manuel Noriega, a man who lacked Torrijos's wit, charisma, and intelligence, and a man who many suspected had no chance against the Reagans, Bushes, and Bechtels of the world. I was personally devastated by the tragedy. I spent many hours reflecting on my conversations with Torrijos. Late one night, I sat for a long time staring at his photo in a magazine, and recalling my first night in Panama, riding in a cab through the rain, stopping before his gigantic billboard picture. Omar's ideal is freedom. The missile is not invented that can kill an ideal. The memory of that inscription sent a shudder through me, even as it had on that stormy night. I could not have known back then that Torrijos would collaborate with Carter to return the Panama Canal to the people who rightfully deserved to own it, or that this victory, along with his attempts to reconcile differences between Latin American socialists and the dictators, would so infuriate the Reagan-Bush administration that it would seek to assassinate him. I could not have known that on another dark night he would be killed during a routine flight in his twin otter, or that most of the world outside the United States would have no doubt that Torrijos's death at the age of 52 was just one more in a series of CIA assassinations. Had Torrijos lived, he undoubtedly would have sought to quell the growing violence that has plagued so many Central and South American nations. Based on his record, we can assume that he would have tried to work out an arrangement to mitigate international oil company destruction of the Amazon regions of Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru. One result of such action would be the alleviation of the terrible conflicts that Washington refers to as terrorist and drug wars, but which Torrijos would have seen as actions taken by desperate people to protect their families and homes. Most importantly, I feel certain that he would have served as a role model for a new generation of leaders in the Americas, Africa, and Asia, something the CIA, the NSA, and the EHMs could not allow.